This is Amerinds. Hi, everybody. This is Arthur, and you're listening to the Amerinds podcast. It's episode 46 for Tuesday, October 23rd, 2007. Hope you're all doing well. We've had a good holiday weekend. The weather's been a little bit uneven, but that happens from time to time. I'll tell you a little bit more about the weekend later. But first, the main topic in the comments and feedback has been about my comments in episode 45 about possibly stopping podcasting. And mostly that was when I was sharing how I was feeling in the carcast section. And then I said in the second segment or whatever that I wasn't actually going to stop, that I was going to keep doing it basically as long as I wanted to. It's what it amounts to. Well, one of the things that had, I suppose it bothered me, was the fact that my numbers of downloads had gone down. As it turns out, there may have been something up with episode 44, which was titled Weird. There were only about maybe a third, maybe not even half, about a third as many downloads as there were for episode 45. So maybe there was just something about that episode or when it came out, or who knows? Maybe the statistics are wrong. I just don't know. But the basics are that my downloads have rebounded, I suppose you could say, and the feedback has been really good. Also, in episode 44 was the first episode that I know of that my sister listened to, or anyone else in my family for that matter. She was the first. So I'll give a big shout out to my big sis. but she listened through the player that's on my blog, which of course is as good a way as any other to listen. There are ways to download it, of course, and iTunes is only one of those ways. But I'll talk a little bit more about that after I'm done with the comments. Actually, the first feedback I got at all was from Big Fatty from the Little Fatty Cast. And of course, when I say Big Fatty, I mean
Big Fatty!
Correct. And Big Fatty sent me an email that was headlined, "Don't Stop." And all he said was, "The fat one loves the Down Under cast. We love an opposite weather update and hearing yet another accent." Which I thought was really nice of Big Fatty to do. And I don't have any intention of stopping. So I can allay that fear. But in the comments section, first up was David B. from The Occasional Fag, who said, "Okay, so I voted for winter. Winter is currently my favorite, but that will change with, well, the seasons. You see, I'm currently looking forward to some skiing trips with my brother and Vijay of VJNetcast.com. But of course, my favorite time will change in a few months. I guess I'm just fickle. As far as the ending of your podcast, I, for one, will miss you if you do. But what makes the medium of podcasting unique is that we do it for ourselves, not for the purpose of getting a large audience or to entertain. I don't listen to many of the entertainment podcasts. I thoroughly enjoy the slices of your life you are willing to share with us, and will continue to listen as long as you wish to share." And then he answered the podcaster challenge by saying five things we wouldn't know about him. He says, "I do not wear glasses or contacts. I'm left-handed. I'm afraid of heights. I'm dyslexic. I have met more famous people than I care to count." And I said, scrolling down, sorry, I said, "And so far, you're the only fan of winter, but nothing wrong with fickle, or is it just adaptable?" And actually, I'm going to just pause for 1 second there, because what he's talking about in voting for winter, of course, is the poll that was on my blog. And he ended up being the only vote for winter, so he sort of outed himself. But spring was the winner by a nose. It got 5 votes, summer got 4 votes, autumn 2, and winter 1. But interestingly, none of the people who voted expressed no preference. Is that the way you put it? Everybody had a preference. Put it that way. Anyway, I went on to say, "You're so right about the uniqueness of podcasts as a medium, though I suppose blogging is similar. But I'm glad people do listen, or read as the case may be, and I'm certainly glad you do. Thanks for taking up the podcaster challenge." And it is really true what David was saying about the uniqueness of the medium and how we don't really do it for the number of listeners we get, or in the case of blogs, the number of readers we get, which, coincidentally, brings me to the next commentator who was spiky, who said, "The Erin Brockovich ad was odd to me also. There seemed to be a class of TV ads here featuring American celebs speaking directly to Kiwis, and they always stand out. I'm thinking also the Harvey Keitel beer commercial where he heaps of praise on Kiwi culture. Glad to hear you're not stopping the podcast. I enjoy the blog, but the podcast is more fun, including hearing about you all dealing with tradesfolks. When I started writing in earnest on my blog, I had a lot of mixed feelings about whether to care if anyone read it or not. You always hope for more. My count has stayed steady at about 7 people, and that takes the pressure off for sure. It really comes back to whether it brings you happiness or not. Sometimes it's a challenge to get motivated, but I'm always glad when I've added another posting. Catching up on your podcast has become a weekend ritual that I look forward to almost, and I almost always learn something new. I'd miss it if you stopped. No pressure." And I said, "You know, that Harvey Keitel ad is really pretty condescending, but at least he's an actor. You expect him to be paid to deliver words. So I guess that's really why I find the Erin Brockovich ads so jarring. And what we're talking about is there's an ad for a particular kind of Steinlager beer where Harvey Keitel is walking around talking about what Kiwis do and says, 'I like that.' And basically he's just very, very fulsome in his praise of New Zealanders and things that New Zealand has done. And it strikes me as I said, a bit condescending. But he is an actor, so, I mean, he's playing a part." Did you hear Jake shake his head? Anyway, I went on. "Thanks for the kind words about my podcast. What you said about your blog is exactly how I feel about blogging and podcasting, and, like you, I'm always glad when I've posted something. I guess that for all of us, that's the real point of these things." And next up was Nick, who said, "Thanks for the plug on the cast. Much appreciated. For some reason, though, the one I downloaded from iTunes cut off right in the middle of you talking about how great I am, which was rather a blow to the ego. Not sure what happened there. It just ended at 28 minutes 33 seconds. Maybe that was intentional. Leave him hanging." And I said, "The episode was supposed to be 30 minutes 57 seconds, including the outro, and it definitely shouldn't just stop. Sometimes iTunes messes up, and sometimes Podomatic files get messed up. If you ever have trouble with the file in iTunes, you can download it directly from Podomatic, the here link in each episode's show notes. Or you can listen to it in the player on the right side of my blog. I checked and it's the full-length version. How funny that it should stop when I was talking about you." And, of course, what I was talking about was his blog, Spatula Form, which is linked in the American Expat section, and his book by the same name. And I have no idea why it ended up short. I've had that happen myself sometimes, and when it does happen, what I usually end up having to do is to go and delete it from iTunes and then manually go to the iTunes store, find the podcast, and then do get episode for that particular one to make it downloaded again. But I've had that happen. And finally was Jason, who also has a link on my blog, on Jason's View from DC. If you go down to Blogs I Read, you'll see the link. And he said, "I think you should continue podcasting, maybe go down to once a week. Now, as for your other point, good customer service, what planet are you on? When I was going to enclose my back porches, I set up 3 appointments on one day for people to come and give me estimates. Not one of them showed up, and not one of them called to reschedule. I will say that the contractor I went with was fantastic. They started early, came in on budget, didn't make a mess, and it took exactly as long as they said it would. Now that's customer service." And I said, "I'll definitely continue, and the frequency will be as is. Some weeks twice, others only once, and who knows? Some weeks might even be more, and I suppose there could be the odd week I miss altogether. But in any case, I'm going to keep going. As for customer service, I guess my point is that the last example you cited is what should be typical, not the exception. Small business has it tough. It's not easy to find new business. So when someone approaches them about doing business with them, you'd think they'd be keen to grab it. Apparently not. I guess that, as with the contractor you used, when I find someone good, I go back to them again and again. And I do. However, as I also said at the end of the previous episode, I still haven't heard from either of the people I contacted by email, either of the sign companies. And I just find that incredibly annoying. But on the other hand, I mean, not everybody is bad. I recently set up an account with our local Well, it's called Trade Me, which is our version of eBay. eBay is here, but Trade Me has far more people using it than eBay does in New Zealand. And everything went very smoothly. There's a process you go through to become verified, and then they address verified, and everything happened exactly as it should. And they have been anyway. I suppose they still are the most visited website in New Zealand. So it doesn't surprise me that much that they would follow through and be so good about following through on things. But just to show you, not everybody is as hopeless as those people I was picking on the other day. But back to the main point about the podcast. As I say, I am definitely going to continue doing it. And actually, along those lines, I actually have some breaking news. And that is that I have finally gotten around to registering the domain amarins.com. And you might wonder, well, why didn't I pick amarins.co.nz, which is probably more appropriate? And the reason is just pure logistics. By far and away, the vast majority of my listeners are in the U.S., well, North America, and they're more familiar with the .com. And so it just made sense to just have the .com rather than .co.nz. And because it isn't, strictly speaking, a New Zealand podcast. It's about New Zealand, but it's being an American in New Zealand, and it's probably of more interest to Americans, at least at this stage. So that's basically what that's about. Now, I'm in the process of setting up some email addresses that will use the domain name to make it easier to comment and contact me and so on. But that's still a little ways away. I had originally planned on announcing that on the 50th episode, but I decided that with everything happening, I should just move that up a little bit. So you can go to amarins.com. www.amarins.com, but you don't need to use the www, as the fatties constantly remind us. But it goes to the same place. It still goes to the Blogspot site for now, anyway. I mean, one day it might eventually be more like a separate site. But for now, it just points directly back to the Blogspot site. But it's easier to remember than amarins.blogspot.com. It's just amarins.com. And either one works. They both go to the same place. So note, if you link to me, you don't need to change your links, unless you want to, but that's entirely up to you. But from now on, I'm going to be putting the show notes that my site is located at amarins.com. But you heard it here first. Also coming up, I'm working on probably about three different shows with guests. Yes, guests. Remember them? And I expect to have them, three or four anyway, starting possibly as early as the end of this week, possibly next week, but a variety of different people, different shows, different concepts, some straying slightly from my core topic, which is being an American expat in New Zealand, but still related in some ways. And I think that they should be interesting. Hopefully you will think so too. But they're going to be coming up over the next... should be starting over the next few weeks anyway. And with any luck, I'll be able to get these started. Now, I had mentioned in my answer to Jason about how I would sometimes do one show episode a week, sometimes two, maybe more, and sometimes there inevitably will probably be another week where I'll skip altogether. And what I'm really hoping to do is to be able to kind of do as Tom the Ramble Redhead does, which is to record in advance and then release them later. And if I'm able to do that, then that's actually going to help me a lot, because if there's a week when I have a lot of free time, I can record, hopefully, a couple of different shows and then release them later when I maybe don't have so much time to record. That was always my intention all along, was to basically record in advance so that in any given week I would have shows ready to go, regardless of whether I sat down to record anything or not. It hasn't quite worked out that way, as you know, and part of the reason for that has been the difficulty with time zones. But with our clocks having changed and North American clocks about to change as well, it does make things a little bit easier. And with any luck, I'll be able to sort all of this out pretty darn quickly. But stay tuned. You'll start seeing them popping up, as I say, perhaps at the end of this week. But certainly next week I expect to have at least one show with a guest. And we'll just take it from there. We'll see where we go. Also, in addition to the new domain, I've also finally registered with QPotter. It actually surprised me that I hadn't before. I didn't realize that I hadn't. I thought I did. There must have been something that interrupted me a long time ago or something. But so I'm on Podcast Alley and Podcast Pickle and QPotter and God only knows what else. And if there's any other aggregators or whatever that you think I should be part of, podcasting friends, please let me know. Because I'm starting to do a bit more about trying to promote, which is part of why I got the domain, because it is easier to promote when you have a domain than a Blogspot name. It's just shorter and punchier, I suppose. So those are the updates with the podcast, and it is continuing, and hence the name continuation for this episode. Now I'm going to switch gears and go back to the beginning and talk about the holiday weekend a bit. As you may remember, I finished up the recording on Friday for episode 45, and then I posted it. And my mother-in-law arrived before I actually had a chance to finish cleaning the house. It's mostly done, but she's a bit earlier than I expected, which was fine. So we went out to lunch, and which is all right. It wasn't as good as I had hoped, but never mind. I did have this thing they call a chocolate macaroon, which was actually sort of like a biscuit with this hunk of thick chocolate, and then another biscuit, and then it had chocolate poured over it and cocoa dusted on it. And I couldn't finish it, and I'm a chocolate lover, and I like sweet things. I could not finish this thing. It was just too intense for me. So, I don't know, maybe I'm getting old. Well, that afternoon, this is Friday, we had an appointment to take Jake in to have his stitches removed. Remember, he just had his knackers removed about a week or so ago. And so I took him in, and he only yelped really once. And he's a very easygoing dog. Nothing much phases him. And so having his stitches removed didn't bother him at all, apparently. So he was done, and then we went to the adjacent pet store. Now, I have blogged about this, so if you read my blog, this is kind of repeating it. But here's the thing. When we first got Jake, I posted about him on my blog. And when he finished his puppy preschool, I posted again. And there was a woman who had adopted the Jake's blood brother. And she Googled Cavoodle, which is his breed. It's Cavalier King Charles Spaniel crossed with a poodle. And hit my blog. And as a result of that, she sent me an email. We corresponded back and forth. We worked out that they had, in fact, adopted Jake's blood brother. And that's sort of where we left it. And it just so happened that when we were in the pet store getting some new toys for Jake, they happened to be in the store, and the shop clerk was oohing and aahing all over Jake and said, "What is he?" And I said, "He's a Cavoodle, and he came from here." Well, they overheard that, as you do, and introduced themselves. And so we just chatted for quite a while in the store. What we're trying to do now is, once their dog, whose name is Doyle, has fully recovered from his surgery, we're going to get the boys together and let them have a play date together. We'll see how that goes. I don't honestly have any idea whether or not puppies have memories of their siblings or not. But, having gone through puppy preschool, he should be fine anyway, because other animals don't bother him particularly. But it'll just be interesting to see if the two dogs remember each other at all. But, I mean, in the old days, the odds of ever tracking down the people who adopted your pet's siblings, or in this case, sibling is singular, were really pretty remote. But thanks to the interwebs, that's a totally different story nowadays. So that was essentially Friday. We all got together for dinner on Friday night. We had Thai takeaways. And Saturday wasn't a particularly big day. We just went to a new shopping mall that's opening north of Auckland in a town's. It's spelled Albany, but everybody pronounces it Albany. Anyway, when it's completed, it'll be the largest shopping mall in New Zealand. And so we went up there just to have a nosy with Nigel's mom. And I don't think we actually bought. Oh, we did go grocery shopping in the end. But we just went to the food court. Nigel and his mom had Thai, and I had Indian. I figure everybody else talks about food, I might as well. Anyway, and that was essentially that. And Saturday night, another of Nigel's sisters and niece came up to Auckland for the night, and so we all got together with them, had a few wines and dinner, and then Sunday was a birthday party, which I had mentioned, for Nigel's cousin's wife. It's a bit convoluted, but I don't mention people by name unless I have their permission to, so I have to be a little bit obscure. But anyway, that was a lovely day. It was about an hour and a bit south of Auckland, south of us, I should say, the other side of Auckland, and in a rural area. And it was a weird day because when the sun came out, it was really quite warm, but a lot of times it was hiding behind clouds and wind was blowing, and it made it feel quite cold. But because there was a bit more sun there, and I wanted to warm up, I got a bit too much sun, so I got a wee bit of sunburn on the top of my head and forehead. And in this part of the world, it's really easy to do, to get sunburn, and it's something you don't want to do. It's a really bad idea, but fortunately, it's not very severe, and it is the first one of the season. So, with any luck, I won't have any more this year. I'll be more careful, wear a hat. It never even occurred to me to wear a hat because normally I do when I'm going to be sitting outside, but it's still really spring. It's not even almost summer, and a bit cool, and it just didn't occur to me to bring a hat. If it had been December or January or even February, I certainly would have. But anyway, there you go. And so that was Sunday, and yesterday we just had a fairly quiet day. Didn't do much of anything, and got together for dinner again on Monday night, and Nigel's mum went home today. And today is back to the normal work week again. And that was the holiday weekend. Nothing terribly unusual about it. It's the sort of holiday weekend I probably could have had when I lived in America, actually. Nothing at all unusual, really. But yeah, those are the updates. Mainly, I just wanted to let you know that I am continuing with the podcast. I'm not going to stop, as shown by the fact that I've gone ahead and gotten the domain amrins.com. And hopefully, I'll get the email sorted out so you can start using those. But in the meantime, if you want to leave a comment, go to my blog, which you can get to by doing amrins.com or amrins.blogspot.com if you prefer. Or send an email to me at amrins@yahoo.com. And if you put comment in the subject line, I'll know for sure that I can read it on the podcast. I just decided to take liberties with Big Fatty's email and read it anyway. But mind you, I'm sure that Big Fatty is into taking liberties every now and again himself. But that's it for this Tuesday edition, everybody. I hope you have a great rest of the week, and I expect to be back to talk to you again on Friday. Bye.